Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24. God's word records in his infallible book, the Bible, many prophecies. Here in Matthew 24, the mighty exception has come in full verses 24 to 28. And the almighty exception is prophesied. The flood came and took them all away. This is what happened in Noah's judgment day. But when we read one, we have the announcement from verses 46 to 51. If you want to sing the words of verse 46, let me repeat them. The time is surely the time for breaking and starting waiting time. Hear these words. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And we are reading on down the portion of Scripture. What is this portion of Scripture? The likenesses of the virgins that appear here. They were all virgins. They all possessed lamps. Each of them had publicly and personally witnessed on what side they were on. Yes, but there was a massive separation marking the difference of salvation and damnation. Five were wise, five were fools. The lamp was useless without oil, and five persons had oil, and five persons had no oil. My brother, my sister, have you got extra oil in your lamps and in your vessels? A lamp which cannot supply you with oil, that lamp cannot supply you with light. Oh, you may publicly go out, but it is not relit, but is still in darkness. No, for salvation and damnation, there is one necessity. To be saved, you must have light. To be damned, you must remain in the dark. The cry is heard at midnight. The command cometh, go ye out to meet the bridegroom. The wise immediately left their lamps, or left their bowls, taking their lamps and trimming them as the light shone brighter and brighter. But the unwise were fools. They had no oil in their lamps, nor in their vessels. And their own darkness cried for help, but no help could be or would be given them. The night of everlasting night is there. Then are all darkened and damned souls. Christ answers their cry for help with the seal of damnation. I know you not. I who wanted to be your redeemer now must be judged by me, and I must pronounce against you. I never knew you, and the blackness of darkness forever overcame their hope and backed them out of heaven's home forever. Indifference was foolishness. It brought the foolish virgins to hell, and it will bring you, a non-believer, to the same hell as they went to. The patience and pretense are feeble. They can do nothing for you. A night that never again can have light will not bring you to the place of peace. Darkened, yes, darkened you are, and damned at last. Eternity, eternity, where will you be, and where will you burn in eternity? Come to the ark, come to the ark, to Jesus come away. The pestilence walks forth by night, the arrow flies by day. Come to the ark, the waters rise, the seas their billows rear, while darkness gathers o'er the skies. Behold, behold, a refuge here. Come to the ark, all that weep beneath the sense of sin, without deep calling unto deep, but all is peace within. Come to the ark, ere you get the flood, your lingering footsteps oppose. Come, for the door which opens stands is now about to close. Possibly overhanging eaves which prevented the rain from coming through the perforated window spheres had also prevented Noah from seeing the mountaintops. It is well to remember that the architect of Noah's Ark was the omniscient scientist whose ways are past finding out. Though men have learned much from them through the centuries, nothing was lacking in Noah's Ark to keep it from being suited for the salvation of those gathered there. But if you don't know that way of salvation, you will not know where to hide, and you will not know how God can give favor to you to escape the wrath that is to come. Amen and amen.